Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number 800-259-9231. Anything goes. Whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark is running late tonight.
I thought he was fired.
I wonder... No, not yet. I wonder what his excuse will be when he gets here, because...
What does it take? I want to know, what does it take? If he's not fired yet, what does it take?
How many more infractions?
How much longer are you going to put up with this? Because I know I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done putting up with this.
What do you mean?
I mean, if I were in charge, he'd be out of here.
But you're not in charge.
No, so I'm leaving.
You're leaving?
Right now. You're doing the show by yourself.
All right.
All right,
see
anyway.
You later.
So.
Okay. Toll free. So he will be here. I know the reason why he's late, but I don't know if he wants me to reveal it. So we'll.
He's been out of town. That's all.
Yeah, he's been out of town.
That's not all. I mean, that's not a big deal. He's out of town. So
there's more to the story.
Though. I understand this, but all we can. I mean, it's not a big deal.
I
to
can't
just say
more.
You know, he's out of town. That's
all
it.
All right. All right. So we'll be expecting him at some point. You can always bring up anything. You can always join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Hammer of Truth reporting over the weekend a pretty disturbing story. Apparently, the Washington Post reporting also that the Senate has now ratified a treaty under which the United States will join more than 40 other countries, mainly from Europe, in fighting crimes committed via the Internet, as it has been called now the world's worst Internet law. Have you caught wind of this yet, Torgo, as
no,
a kind of Internet guy?
I hadn't heard about this, actually. So
this,
yeah,
is fresh. This is fresh.
Give me details, please.
According to, there aren't a lot of details available at the moment, but according to the Electronic Freedom Foundation, quote, the treaty requires that the U.S. government help enforce other countries' cybercrime laws, even if the act being prosecuted is not illegal in the United States. That means that countries that have laws limiting free speech on the net could oblige the FBI, for instance, to uncover the identities of anonymous U.S. critics, maybe of some foreign dignitary or something like that, or monitor the communications, their communications on behalf of foreign governments. American ISPs would be obliged to obey other jurisdictions' requests to log their users' behavior without due process or compensation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know how far they're going to take this, and I'm hoping the Electronic Electronic Frontier?
Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Okay. I thought there was a freedom in there somewhere. But
no.
Anyway, according to the EFF, this is just the kind of initial information that we have on this, but it sounds to me like it might get to a point where, well, if it's illegal to put a meth, for instance, Michigan recently made it illegal to put meth instructions, the instructions for the creation of methamphetamine.
Right, yeah, you can't even post it on the internet.
According to Michigan. And we were wondering on Free Talk Live, well, how is it that they're going to enforce this? Well, now we've got a situation where the United States, at least the Senate, has ratified this. I don't know if it's going to pass. Likely it will. Where the United States is going to be enforcing other countries, whatever draconian internet restrictions they have there, if they're doing an investigation because somebody has posted some information that's fully legal in the United States on a website, maybe that's being hosted in the United States and accessible by somebody in Sweden, for instance, then the U.S. authorities might come in and shut it down based on this treaty.
I don't even understand how somebody could logically come to the conclusion that this would be an okay thing to sign. I don't understand how anybody, even working in the higher levels of government, could be okay with this. Could say, well, nobody's going to mind. We'll go ahead and sign this. The American public won't mind.
I had a little bit more on this, I think, from the Washington Post, where their excuse is, of course, that they're going to be doing this to crack down on pornography
and internet gambling.
Yeah, bad things like that. So that's the excuse that they're using, basically. So that the idea is the world is teaming up together to combine all of their laws together and combine all of their law enforcers together to fight internet child porn.
Oh, well, that's kind of sweet.
Right. Well, I mean, who doesn't want to stop child porn, right? And this is how they're going to, this is how they're passing this. This is how they're going to ramrod this through.
And the answer to your question, pedophiles probably don't want to stop child porn.
Okay. Well, yeah, but.
Okay. There's a group.
Okay. Yes. But as far as most people out there, they aren't going to have any questions about this because
Oh, they're doing it to protect the children. Right, well, good. All right.
We're protecting the children. And I wish there was more information. I will do my best to dig up some more on this. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Let's see. Also, in the news here in regards to online stuff, let's see. Oh, yes, the VA. Remember not too long ago when the VA lost a laptop full of thousands?
Yeah, well, it was 26,000.
It was a lot.
It was more than that, maybe, like 100,000 something.
Thousands and thousands of veterans' data. And they just sort of said, oh, we're so sorry. And there's nothing you can do. It's the VA. You can't sue them. There's nothing that can ever come out of this. You could maybe withdraw your information. I don't know. Maybe withdraw your information from them and go with some other healthcare provider. But it's so tempting because they give you free healthcare. So nobody really wants to leave the VA because it's so-called free. Well, now it's happened again. According to the AP, as many as 38,000 veterans might be at risk of identity theft because a Veterans Affairs Department subcontractor lost a desktop computer this time containing their sensitive personal data. If you thought it was hard to lose a laptop, I mean, that's not hard. You put it down on your chair at the airport, somebody walks by, picks it up, and your laptop's gone.
Right, or you leave it in your car. You know, you stop to get lunch, and you've got the laptop with you. You leave it locked up in your car, you come out, somebody has broken into your car and taken it.
A little more difficult with a desktop computer, which tends to stay
in an office.
Place.
Yeah.
VA Secretary Jim Nicholson said that Unisys Corporation, a subcontractor hired to assist in whatever, reported the missing computer last Thursday. It was being used in their offices in Virginia. It's not yet known what happened to the computer, adding that local and federal authorities are investigating. The computer is believed to contain names, addresses, social security numbers, dates of birth, insurance carriers, and claims data, including medical information for veterans who received care at the hospitals in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh during the last 4 years.
I'm sure you'll find all that information on your favorite torrent tracker sometime in the very near future.
According to initial estimates, the data covered about 5,000 patients in Philly, 11,000 patients in Pittsburgh, and another 2,000 deceased patients. The VA is also investigating whether the info also may have covered another 20,000 received care through the Pittsburgh Medical Center. So they're not really even too sure on how much information was on this computer. The disclosure comes after a string of recent data breaches at the VA, including the May 3rd theft. Oh, you were a little off.
26.5 million
veterans' personal information from a VA employee's home in suburban Maryland. The laptop and external drive has since been recovered, and two teens were arrested on Saturday as part of what appeared to be a routine burglary. In recent weeks, the VA has also acknowledged losing sensitive data for more than 16,000 veterans in at least two other cases in Minneapolis and Indianapolis. So if you've got data on file with the VA, you might as well already just consider it totally compromised.
So 26 million here, another 16,000 here, another 36,000 here. In the past 3 months, they've just lost millions and millions. I mean, sure, there was the one big one, but then even beyond that, they've lost over 50,000 more veterans' information.
It's just sick. So if you're a veteran, you might as well just consider that the very real possibility that some data miner out there has access now to your social security number and date of birth. And if you're going to open up fake credit cards and that sort of thing, really, what else do you need besides a name, a social security number, and a date of birth?
Yeah, that's about all you need.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to the VA.
That's nice.
They're so great. But it's free healthcare. I mean, it's free.
Well, yeah, it doesn't take anything directly out of their pockets at the time the services are rendered. That's true. I don't know that I would call it free healthcare, though.
Yeah. Let's see. Here's their statement from the VA. The VA is making progress to reform its information technology and cybersecurity procedures.
Yeah, sounds like it. They've only lost 50,000 names in socials this time, not 26 million. Good job, guys.
But this report of a missing computer at a subcontractor's secure building underscores the complexity of the work ahead.
Oh, does it really?
We'll get it together, says they. Okay, keep your fingers crossed. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Speaking of hospitals, got a hellacious hospital hell story on the way here tonight. Your calls about whatever's on your mind. Plus, Torgo, you've got something about Donald Rumsfeld and how he's just not interested in testifying.
Not today.
We'll get to that and anything else that's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Red Rover, Red Rover. Historically, that's child's play. But today's version of this exercise is sending its objects right over more than a playground. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you what's roving on the red planet Mars. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scott Shop towel. Scott Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scott Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Red Rover, Red Rover. Send Mary right over. Meant Mary ran from the other side of the playground. But today, Rover, the vehicle that runs over the surface of Mars, leapt from Earth to the red planet in a spaceship. Like its Earth-bound counterparts, Rover landed softly in an environment with 8 times the gravity of Earth, thanks to an airbag. Then, activated within minutes of landing, twin rovers scouted the entire Martian surface within 90 sols, Martian days, and sent across a span of solar system photos that look much like a clay playground. From the center of the automotive universe, I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them at freetalklive.com on the house. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Now, normally when there's something going on in court and it's required that someone appear to testify, there's usually a subpoena that's issued, and that individual pretty much has to, by force of law, by threat on the by threat of government, to actually show up and appear at this and appear at whatever the trial is and testify. Whether or not you agree that they should or they shouldn't, that's usually how it works. Well, apparently those rules don't apply to everybody.
Apparently not. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said that he was essentially too busy to testify at a public hearing on the Iraq War. Kind of
so it's just a hearing. So it's not really a courtroom thing where there's no real requirement for him to show up. It's just they would have liked him to come and testify on this.
Well, he is the Secretary of Defense, and it is a hearing on the things that are going on in the Iraq War. His presence there, the things that he had to say, mm-hmm. were pretty much essential to everything that's going on in the room. So,
oh, I see.
But he's too busy to make it.
Hmm.
You know, everybody's counting on him, and this is just another example, and I've been bringing stories in as often as I possibly can recently of just the government, the various branches of the government, and the people responsible for different roles in the government not working together in any fashion. It's just our government is eating itself apart from the inside, and it's fantastic to watch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty happy about that. I like it when they don't get along.
Let's see. Speaking to Pentagon reporters on Wednesday, Rumsfeld said he thought it was enough for him to attend a private briefing with the entire Senate on Thursday. Let's see.
As opposed to this other thing, which is public?
Right.
Right.
Saying his calendar's too crowded, he declined the Senate Armed Services Committee's request to testify publicly on Thursday morning. So the Senate Armed Services Committee says, you know, come on into this public hearing. Let's hear what's going on. He's like, nah, I got to golf or whatever it is he's doing.
Yeah, I can't
Who
imagine.
Who knows what he's doing?
I would like for the AP or somebody to hire a private investigator to follow Donald Rumsfeld around.
I think that's illegal.
What, to follow around politicians?
Perhaps.
Or bureaucrats?
Perhaps.
It could be, yeah.
It may very well be.
It is Washington, D.C. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that's illegal there.
If you're spying on somebody, like the Secretary of Defense, for example,
right.
It could definitely be construed as
terrorism.
Yeah, terrorism. Gathering intelligence that you could be trying to sell to the terrorists.
Nonetheless, I would like to know what this man's schedule is. I mean, if he is so busy, and I presume that an organization, you know, this, whatever, what's it? It's not a trial, it's just a...
It was the Senate Armed Services Committee. They were having a public hearing.
Just a hearing, okay.
Yes.
Hearing, that's the word I like. So, it seems like, since he's such a high-level character, the hearing would probably be willing to adjust its schedule for him, right? I mean, if the hearing is scheduled from 8 to 5 o'clock all day long, and he's only available from 7 to 8, then I'm sure they would extend it. They'd go from 7 to 5 or from 7 to 4 to...
Right, exactly. You know, somebody could work with somebody to try and get this accomplished. But no, it's just, these are the times. Well, I'm not going to be there. Okay, that's it.
Yep.
No, nobody's working with anybody at all.
Is that what they're saying here? Just, oh, well, yes. We're just not going to have him here.
Yeah. Rumsfeld's decision drew protests from committee Democrats who said much had changed in the 6 months since he last testified. The request for his appearance came from the committee chairman.
So he's been there before.
Right. Yeah, he's been there
once. That's enough.
He was there 6 months ago. What? What do they need to know? It's not like anything new has happened in the war in the last 6 months. You know, nothing. I know we haven't talked about it for at least 6 months. You know, because there's been nothing new. Good
wow.
Lord. Rumsfeld, this is Rumsfeld's response. He says, well, this is all political. They're complaining. It's all political maneuvering on their part. The fact that they're making a big fuss out of it, it's not a big deal at all. He says, let's be honest. Politics enters into these things, and maybe the person raising the question is interested in that. That's what he said.
The person raising the question.
As to why he's not showing up.
Oh.
He's not naming any names.
They're trying to make him look bad.
Right. He's not going to name any names, but he's like, I think the person, and you know who you are,
mm-hmm.
I think that person is maybe just a little politically motivated, and this isn't really all that important.
Wow.
Yep. The defense secretary said he had testified in the past and was not reluctant to face off against some of the committee's more vocal war critics. Says America and...
It's not a matter of reluctance. It's just a matter of tea time.
Yeah, I don't even know. It's ridiculous, though. It's just everybody's complaining. Rumsfeld isn't showing up when he's asked. All the Democrats are whining about it. You know, Ted Kennedy and Hillary Clinton are making their side of things. And
essentially
he's saying, well, it's Ted Kennedy and Hillary Clinton. What do you expect?
As though he would want to show up if it was Orrin Hatch or one of the other Republicans.
Well, the Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman, John Warner, is a Republican senator from Virginia. You know, and he's the one who made the request for him to come in. So
I see.
So I don't.
He's working for the Democrats.
I guess so. He's
a shill.
He's a shill for Ted Kennedy.
Ugh.
But yeah,
this is basically just him saying, "F you. I can do whatever I want to. I'm the Secretary of Defense. You want me to come in there? I'll come in there whenever I'm good and ready, which will be sometime within the next 7 years."
Right.
That's basically
sometime.
What he's saying.
And there's some information in here as to some of the things that have changed since the last time he's testified, mm-hmm. and that he's still not coming in to talk to people about them.
Wow.
In the 6 months since the last time he testified, the number of U.S. troops in Iraq has dipped, but is now back up to about 133,000 as part of an effort to quell the violence in Baghdad. The total could exceed,
that's working.
The total could exceed 135,000 in the weeks and months ahead. Let's see. In other comments, Donald Rumsfeld, citing intelligence concerns, sidestepped a question about whether they've seen evidence that Iran is supporting Hezbollah in its fight against Israel.
Don't they want to make it seem like Iran is supporting Hezbollah?
I'm sure they do, but somebody asked him a question. He's like, I can't answer that. Intelligence concerns, you know, national security. I can't answer that question.
I'm surprised he didn't take that opportunity to rattle a saber or two.
All he said was, it's evident that Hezbollah is using Iranian weapons.
I see.
Says Hezbollah is a terrorist organization and Iran's their principal financial and military supplier and supporter. The linkage is tight, but we don't have any evidence, or I won't tell you if we have any evidence to support that.
Oh, I see. So that, he gets to make a claim.
I was getting to that point. Ah. Yeah. He gets to say, well, they're definitely working together.
No doubt.
Do you have evidence to support that? I can't really say.
We'll talk later.
I can't. No comment. National security concerns, you know.
Tut tut. You shouldn't be asking those questions.
Oh,
you're supposed to be the media. And in America, in today's America, since September 11th, the media just doesn't ask those questions. In fact, we're going to revoke your press pass.
Let's see. Rumsfeld also offered an explanation as why as many as two-thirds of the Army's brigades and many National Guard units are rated as not ready for combat.
Really?
Yep. He said Pentagon is wrestling with standards that would best describe the condition of the units. He said, oh, well, the standards are wrong. They're ready for combat. It's just the standards we were using to test them were not correct. They're kids. We gave them guns. They're ready.
That's pretty much what's going on.
Yep.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Still on the way, the hospital hell story. This is just incredible. If you have ever spent time in the emergency room, you might relate to this. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26th, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized License Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. For instance, I sent out an update this afternoon because we've got a brand new torrent on our website.
And I'm sending out an update right now, because we have a brand new lady in the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Do we really?
We certainly do.
This is news to me.
I added her 5 minutes ago.
Really?
I certainly did.
Okay.
We have a young lady by the name of Shauna in the
Shrine. Is this
Shrine
for real? This isn't like a Mark Witch or a Woman Witch or
this
whatever.
Is a Woman Witch?
Woman Witch, yes.
No, this is not. This is a real listener.
Wow. Okay, so there you go. And you sent an update. You can't send an update about that, though.
No, I'm sending an update out on the air right now. Yep.
Look at that. And she has written something on her chest.
She certainly has. Well, I wrote that, but still, that's okay.
Very cool. All right, so you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to take a look at the new Shriner and get signed up for the updates so you can get clued in whenever there's something fresh to announce. And you can get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones to Sincere in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I want to ask you to repeat your question you had about the Donald Rumsfeld thing.
Sure.
And what were you wondering? What were your concerns about that? Because, of course, you didn't get the full story, so, of course, I'm here to provide the full story.
Well, I don't know if we're concerned with anything. He's just not showing up at a hearing.
No, about the Iran thing, about the connection between Iran and Lebanon.
Okay, well, he has made the statement. Hold on, let me find the actual quote here.
He said essentially that there's no doubt.
Here's what he said.
There's a connection.
Hezbollah's a terrorist organization, and Iran's their principal financial and military supplier and supporter. The linkage between them is tight. But when he was asked if there was any evidence to support his claim, he said that he can't discuss that due to national security issues. So he can make the claim that they're connected, but he can't give any evidence to support it.
Right, I can't discuss it either, but, I mean, if you just happen to notice shipments coming from Iran and going to Lebanon in the increased fashion once Israel started using airstrikes, one could kind of take that, you know, you don't exactly ship, you know, fruits and vegetables in military vehicles either. I mean, that's just me. I don't know. But hey, I mean, one could kind of say that, you know.
What's the relevance anyway as to whether or not Iran has been supplying Hezbollah?
Well, let's put it this way. Lebanon was cool with us, you know, in the 82, of course. We got bombed in 83. And the main reason why I feel, from what I know, that we didn't do anything because the tensions there, because they were allied with Iran. At the time, Hezbollah was known to be allied with Iran, and if we'd have messed with Hezbollah, Iran would have jumped in. And at that time, we didn't want them to mess with the gas because of the gas shortages in the 70s. That was bad, and we don't want to repeat that again because, you know.
It all just seems like a big mess to me. I mean, don't you agree, Sincere, that we should just get out of there?
I don't think we should have anything. You know what? I'm not a big fan of the isolationist type thing, but, I mean, I think we should be isolationist like we were in the 1900s before World War One jumped off.
That's not considered isolationism, Sincere. That's just being neutral. Isolationist means closing your borders, locking out products, locking out trade. We're talking about military neutrality.
Basically like Australia. We should be more like Australia. They really don't jump in anything. They participate by sending like 12 people in functions and UN functions.
Well, I agree with you. I think though that we should be more like Switzerland, which doesn't get involved in anybody's business. Sincere, thank you for the call. Gotta let you go. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. We continue with the calls to Corey in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Corey.
I have a question for you. Wanted to know when was it that Rumsfeld didn't want to testify?
Hold one moment.
That would have been fairly recently. I think this is a fresh article.
Last Thursday.
It's kind of funny. I was reading The Onion, which is of course a fake news source.
Satire.
And on the front it said Bush grants himself permission to grant more power to self.
Yeah, right. Ian read that last week, I believe.
Okay, I must have missed that one, but I just thought it was just kind of funny how the news is sometimes parallel with satire, and it seems like The Onion is sometimes on.
Right, that's true, because the thing about that, you know, you say that Ian covered that on the show last Wednesday, because that's the day that The Onion posted it on their website, was last Wednesday. Last Wednesday was also the same day that this article about Donald Rumsfeld came out. So George Bush satirically gave himself power to have more power, and then the exact same day, in real life, Rumsfeld says, no, I don't have to show up.
I just thought it was kind of funny.
Maybe he read the Onion article and said, I could do that.
Yeah, maybe so.
Who knows?
The Onion is just brilliant. By the way, their website is theonion.com to give credit where credit is due. Corey, anything else?
That's all I got.
Thanks, dude. Glad you're out there. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, I used to be a subscriber to The Onion, the actual paper version.
Oh, really? You had it sent to your home, did you?
Yeah. Wow. It's really cool. If you like The Onion, if you go to their website and you read it all the time, I say give it a consideration.
Yeah, I've thought about doing it.
It's really the only way to support them, really. I mean, you can't buy any of their products. It's a local paper in, where do they print?
I'm not sure.
Minnesota?
You can buy, they've got a store.
Do they have national advertisers in there?
They do, and they have an online store as well. So you can also support them by buying Onion gear.
Like refrigerator magnets. I've got the Onion refrigerator magnets on my fridge.
I was thinking about getting an Onion coffee mug because I want a coffee mug that says, I wish I were dead.
Is that what it says?
That's all it says, I wish I were dead.
Area man wishes he was dead.
That's right.
All right. 800-259-9231, a story from LouRockwell.com. Doctors in hospitals make me sick. Greg Perry writes, last week I strained something in my center chest area. Unlike most of the time when I strain something, I couldn't pinpoint how and when that I strained myself. I just know I'd pulled something. It hurt when I inhaled as a dull ache in my lower rib cage. I was able to function just fine, but the pain was irritating. So after 2 days of this, I called my doctor to see if he could help relieve the pain. With the next release of Microsoft Windows and Office coming out in a few months, I'm in the middle of a heavy writing schedule. I guess he works in the tech industry.
Sure.
Normally, I'd ignore the pain, but I needed to get full breaths and keep working while it healed. My doctor refused to see me. He refused. He said I needed to go to the hospital right now. I explained that I'd pulled a muscle and that it wasn't my heart. He said, go now. Well, my first mistake is I didn't really make that call to his office. I had asked my wife, Jane, to make the call. So, of course, when the doctor told her I was to go immediately, there wasn't going to be any debate because then she began worrying. You know how some women can be.
Oh, absolutely.
They just want to protect you. They want to keep you safe. His office said that St. Francis Hospital's emergency room would be waiting for my arrival. So we went. When we got there, they immediately rushed me into their ER triage section and hooked up the EKG. I told them everything on the EKG would be fine because I had pulled a muscle and I needed to get some relief so I could go back to work. I guess maybe what? He was looking for a prescription for a muscle relaxant or something.
Right,
like
just
that.
Anything that would get rid of the pulled muscle pain and let him go back to work.
But nonetheless, they hooked up the EKG and they, of course, found nothing wrong with the EKG. Scan, so they said that I needed medicine for my heart. They gave me a nitro spray and a nitro patch, which then gave me a piercing headache. They made me stay there for hours on a hard stretcher bed in the heart ER. Every time they came in, I said, I pulled something. It's not my heart. I said I wanted to leave. It's at that time that their nitro medicine really began to kick in. My head felt as if it was going to explode. The pain was so severe that I began to get sick to my stomach. This after he just came in for a little bit of discomfort.
They continued to treat him for a heart condition.
They then did chest x-rays. My head hurt so badly from the nitro that I was in agony. I couldn't breathe as easily as before because of the stretcher. My strain hurt far worse than before I had arrived. I said I needed relief for the muscle that I pulled. Every time they would do some test, they would say it came back as negative. Jane was a wreck from worry. And I was a wreck from what they were doing to me. I may not even recall the exact order of things that they did, but I sure vividly recall what they did and the results. So, they said the chest x-ray came back negative. Well, guess what was next? We'll continue the story. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week.
And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Take control of your lips. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free, though we do ask for a little favor from you from time to time to kind of make good on providing all that stuff to you for free, the year's worth of archives and more that you'll find at freetalklive.com. And that favor is currently a vote or two, a simple vote or two. What you do, there's two different locations that we'd like you to go to. Number one, podcastawards.com. The awards, the voting period is on right now. It's going through August 11th, so we've got another 4 days left about on this.
Yep, voting ends on Thursday.
Exactly. So if you've yet to go, it's not too late. Go to podcastawards.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see that we're third up from the bottom on the right side in the political category. We've been nominated. We won this award last year.
We certainly did.
But last year, the whole podcast thing was brand new, and so it was kind of it was probably just a walk in the park for us last year.
Yeah, we didn't have any real competition last year. You know, we were, and I'm not saying anything about the podcast we were up against last year. I'm sure that all of the people all the people producing those shows did a very good job for what they, you know, were able to do. It's just at the time, everybody was new to it, and we had had some experience that we brought in. We didn't have a whole lot of competition.
Right. Now it's been an entire other year, and we've got some serious competition this time. Not only, the president himself.
We have the President of the United States. We have Senator
Barack Obama
from Illinois.
Yeah.
We also have
Democracy
Now, which is huge. You know,
horrible show, but you know.
Yeah, that's true.
But anything with democracy in its title can't be that great. But we still need you to go to podcastawards.com and cast your vote. And the neat thing is you can do it once per day. So for the next 4 days, you can go and vote once per day until the close of the voting. Then we also need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com, which is a once-a-month thing. It's also very quick. All this will take you less than 2 minutes. Makes a big difference for us. And look who just waltzed into the studio.
Yeah, like I could just come in any old time I want.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Doing well. Sorry for my tardiness.
You've got two demerits now.
The plane landed late.
10 demerits and you're fired.
Whatever.
The plane? From where?
I came from Manchester, New Hampshire. I wanted to see what Keene was like.
Is that right?
I did. I went to the Free State to check it out.
You went all the way to the Free State over this weekend just to take a look at Keene?
Yes, I did.
And wow. How was it?
It was quaint is the term that I'm going to use. I really enjoyed what I saw. I would call it a large town. Lots of bricks. They built everything out of bricks up there.
Well, that's good. The big bad wolf isn't going to be blowing anything down.
It's neat that there's topography. I saw Ian's house, which I'm surprisingly glad at the condition.
So it's not a shack then, basically.
No, it's pretty nice.
That's good.
It's pretty nice. There's cool. a one broken window that pane that I'll have to fix. But
yeah.
Other than that, no big deal.
Right on. So, all right. So, Mark's in the house here. We're going to the phones. We've got Bill on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo. Mark, hello.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just got back from work where it took me probably, I'm estimating, about 2 hours to sell a Virginia State Trooper an AR-15 because he lives in a rural county where they don't exactly have normal street addresses.
Huh.
Now, he doesn't have a number on his house.
So there's some sort of requirement that you have to have a normal street address, not a rural route? That doesn't count?
Apparently, that's the way it works. It says on the federal form 4473 that you need to provide an address, and it cannot be a P.O. box.
You know, it would seem to me that people with rural box addresses would be more likely to buy an AR-15 than people that didn't.
Or any other sort of firearm, you know, be it a long arm or a handgun, but... You know, you can't sell anything that's a modern firearm, according to ATF, unless, you know, you comply with all of these stupid regulations.
And this guy is an FBI agent?
No. He's a Virginia State Trooper.
Oh, I'm sorry. Virginia State Trooper. So his ID, his Virginia State identification that he must have as a trooper, I would think that wasn't good enough?
Because it has, as his address, a P.O. box.
Oh.
Hmm.
So how did you end up doing this?
Basically, it took me a long time of, you know, bouncing back and forth between one special ATF agent and the other, because, you know, they are very special, in order to figure out what was going on. And I threw in all my arguments about, well, what, this guy doesn't have a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms? He's not allowed to exercise his right to a long arm, you know, unless he has an address that, you know, you've somehow blessed. What if he doesn't have an address? What if he's homeless?
I bet they didn't really care much about that.
Oh, no, they really didn't. But, you know, they told, you know, I was like, what am I supposed to do, tell the guy to move? And they were like, yeah, maybe you do that. And I was like, maybe I'll tell him to move to Iraq where he can just go out and buy, a gun without any paperwork, like maybe a fully automatic AK-47.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, you could probably do that. it was really kind of weird.
What was it that wrapped all this up? I mean, how did you finally get them to agree to it?
Pretty much we had to have him sort of make a statement at the top of the form that he really didn't have any other address other than his P.O. box.
Huh.
And he needed, after that statement, to sort of describe where he lives. Like, you know, if you make a left at rural route 617, you sort of go 3/4 of a mile south of the big rack. The big rock across from the old Johnson plantation.
You see the broken down well. We're about quarter mile
past
that.
Where the big tree and the truck is.
Now, Bill, here's a question I have for you. Now, you've been bounced around between Special Agent Utah and Special Agent Foster, and they're giving you the answers that you need. Do you think they're making notes on any of this? What's to say that...
I don't know. I mean, I certainly was making notes, and I definitely told, you know, the one guy that I wanted to speak to a supervisor or have somebody send me something in writing because I'm, you know, as a licensed firearm dealer, I'm not used to doing things, you know, contractually over the phone.
Right, exactly.
You know, without any sort of written document that's signed by somebody who's in charge.
And the question I have then is, with all of this, how confident do you feel that if there is, at some point, a problem with this officer's gun to where an investigation needs to be made as to where it was initially purchased, and they come and get your records to show that he has handwritten in all this stuff, this is not my, I don't have another address but this, and you've got all of this stuff that's outside the norm, how confident are you that that's not going to bring suspicion on you?
Honestly, I really don't care.
Okay, I was just curious.
Confident
because
enough to make the sale.
I understand that. I was just curious because I know that you've got things from agents over the phone. I'm just wondering if you feel secure enough that they were actually doing their jobs properly and are keeping track of what's going on.
Oh, I have no confidence in them. That's what you're asking. None whatsoever. ATF is notorious for changing their minds about things, lying outright, setting people up to get arrested for all kinds of stuff. But I don't care.
All right. Best of luck, man, and let us know if anything develops. Thanks for the call, Bill. 800-259-9231. All right, so, Mark, you're back in time to get a quick recap on this medical horror story.
Okay.
The man who was writing at LouRockwell.com said he felt like he'd pulled a muscle in his chest, and he called his doctor to see if he could get some sort of relief for a pulled muscle, which you would presume would be a muscle relaxer or something
like that.
Sounds
right.
The doctor said, you've got to go to the emergency room. So his wife freaked out, and they went to the emergency room. They gave him.
What is it with women and doctors? I mean, they really think that these guys that went to school for 8 years know everything that's wrong with you. Hey, I got a little problem here. It's no big deal. It's my body. I got a better idea what's going on than that doctor.
Well, they're concerned.
I don't need to write him a big ass check.
They're concerned. Anyway, they went to the hospital. They did an EKG, even though he said, look, you don't need to do that. I just pulled a muscle. The EKG came back negative, so they stuck him in an X-ray. And the X-ray came back negative. He says, I told them it's because my heart is fine and that I strained something, and I needed to relieve that strain so I could go home and work.
Yeah, so they kept doing tests and everything kept coming back negative, so they put him on nitro.
Since they didn't find anything wrong with the X-ray, they said perhaps I wasn't getting enough oxygen. They put a meter on me and said I was getting an intake of 96% of oxygen. 100% was the maximum. The nurse said my oxygen level was as high as an athlete's. I told her it's because my heart was fine, but I had strained something. Since the oxygen test showed that I was getting plenty of oxygen, they put an oxygen tank on me. He says, this would make a good Monty Python skit, wouldn't it? I kept asking how that was going to help the muscle that I pulled. The oxygen was burning my sinuses. I've never had oxygen before. I always figured it would be nice. It burned my my nostrils like matches. They said they needed to run a full array of blood tests. They then began drawing blood. It seemed like gallons of blood. An hour later, they came in and told me that my blood enzyme test for heart failure came back negative. I said, it's because I pulled something, and I just want a little relief here. They said since the blood tests were negative, they needed to admit me for more extensive tests. I was, at that point, hurting so much from the nitro medicine that I wasn't talking very much. They admitted me and drew more blood. When I finally got to sleep in the room, out of sheer exhaustion from the nitro, they came in loudly, and they said that any extra blood tests they ran were negative. I said, that's because something's wrong. That's because nothing's wrong with my heart. I pulled a muscle, and I would like to have some relief for that.
Kind of just hard to say I've pulled a muscle in my chest. I got to think it's in a heart attack.
Well, there's more to this story. 800-259-9231. We will continue. Hour number two is on the way. As always, you bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.